Well, guys, when it comes to Democrat utopias, you know, the cities that Democrats really do run and Republicans really don't have any shot, one of the first cities that actually comes to mind is San Francisco. Now, San Francisco is run by the progressive left, and San Francisco is being run into the ground. It is. I mean, San Francisco, man, is so bad, man. California is so bad. A lot of people have actually left California. It's not a net positive, man. And, you know, there's still talk about Gavin Newsom being a Democrat nominee over Joe Biden. Even though Gavin Newsom has run California into the ground. Yeah, the Democrats really don't have a bench. They don't. Now, I don't take any pride in actually saying this. I don't want any harm to come to anybody, whether you're on the left or the right. But I do find it pretty interesting, man, when left-wing Democrats actually get robbed. Yeah, Adam Schiff, man. Remember, he was the one that was really going in on the Russia collusion hoax, you know, Trump ties to Russia, that kind of thing. Instead of actually worrying about, you know, like real crimes in his own district. Oh, no, can't do that. Can't do that. We must make the people in my district suffer. Trump is the real enemy. Folks, I've done videos on politicians when they actually go to Washington, D.C., which is also run by the far left. They're getting carjacked out there. They are. The same thing is happening also in the People's Republic of California in San Francisco. Now, Adam Schiff, a lunatic leftist who was all on board with the Russia collusion hoax. Yeah, he got robbed out there in San Francisco. Let's get into this, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. Here we go. Let's get into it, guys. Look at this here. Adam Schiff robbed in San Francisco ahead of speaking event. Thieves steal luggage out of his car. Now, it says here the congressman ended up attending a dinner in a shirt and a hiking vest. So I'm assuming that he didn't have anything else to wear because his luggage got stolen. Yeah. This is the greeting that you actually get in San Francisco, man. I mean, if you really do want law and order, you should not be in San Francisco. But it says here, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff's luggage was stolen out of his parked car in a downtown San Francisco parking garage on Thursday. He later attended a speaking event and dinner in a shirt and hiking vest. So I'm wondering if this is the actual picture right there. That's what I'm assuming right there. So maybe it just wasn't a real formal event. I don't really know. But anyway, it says here, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, the left-wing Senate hopeful was at the event to thank high-profile lawyer Joe Crochet for its support to replace the late Dianne Feinstein. The outlet reported that Schiff's car had been parked in the garage to visit the area. Kockage press agent Lee Housekeeper, who was at the dinner at Ristorante Roca, and warned Schiff not to leave anything in the car, reportedly said, quote, "I guess is welcome to San Francisco." That's what I'm saying, man. Welcome to San Francisco, man. This is the way you are greeted. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or not. Criminals don't care. Criminals do not care about your political affiliation. But we know, San Francisco, man, you probably can't find too many people on the right. You know, you also, you know, that's the city where Nancy Pelosi's a husband was attacked by a left-wing illegal alien lunatic. Yeah, remember they actually tried to tie him to the right? Nah, that dude was a left-wing lunatic. Okay. BLM flag and everything. But anyway, Kokich said Schiff was not fazed by the incident and went about his business during the visit and acted as if everything was normal. Well, this is normal in San Francisco. This is normal behavior in San Francisco. You get robbed. It happens all the time. Oh, ain't no big deal. Ain't a big deal at all. Now, for me, that's definitely a big deal. Okay. But in California, in San Francisco, of course, this is normal. When in reality, man, this should not be normal behavior. But I guess people in San Francisco, man, they're so used to this, because I remember I did a video where CNN went into Walgreens in San Francisco. They witnessed three thefts in like 30 minutes. And the employees there, they were like, yeah, this is normal. I'm like, what? This is crazy, man. Something is wrong with San Francisco. The congressman told the Chronicle, quote, yes, they took my badge, but I'm here to thank Joe. Schiff ended up speaking without a suit jacket during the event and instead donned a shirt and hiking vest. So I guess he was supposed to be a little bit more formal, but he got robbed. So therefore, hey, you just got to roll with a shirt and a hiking vest. That's pretty much it, man. Quote, maybe he can go out with Willie Brown to choose a new suit from one of the many fine clothing establishments in San Francisco. Housekeeper joked, mentioning the former San Francisco mayor. Willie knows them all. They're joking about this, man. This is how crazy San Francisco is. They're so used to crime over there that they joke about it. Me, myself, I would not be joking about this. Schiff grew up in the city and has been in the California delegations for over 20 years, while crime has become a growing issue for Californians. Crime has in San Francisco has led to a mass exodus of retailers from the downtown core. This includes the likes of stores such as J. Crew, Old Navy, Nordstrom Rack, and entire malls closing up shop. Last year, a CNN crew that was reporting on the rampant crime had their vehicle broken into and equipment stolen. Now, Benny Johnson was he in San Francisco at the In-N-Out? I'm not exactly sure, but they got carjacked, broken into out there too as well. Yeah, these left-wing Democrat utopias, man, dangerous. Really, really dangerous, man. But Adam Schiff, man, hey, I can joke about it. The other people out there, I can joke about it. This is normal. When this should not be normal, man, they have normalized theft out there. They have normalized getting robbed. This is crazy, man. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.